Everyone, that is Now Is the Season by Shanti Chapman. That is my guest for this evening here on Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. This is Lady Diva. Welcome, Shanti Chapman, to the show this evening. Are you with me?
Thank you. I'm here.
Oh, yes. So where are you calling from?
Calling from Richmond, Kentucky.
Richmond, Kentucky. All right. Well, you know, I am from Evansville, Indiana, here live on radio.
Awesome.
So, all right. Tell us all how your music journey began, Mr. Chapman, in the gospel music industry.
Sure. Well, I come from a musical family. My dad, he plays the piano and guitar and he sings. So I always had music around me when I was little. But what really got me into gospel music was I got saved at the age of 15. Actually, my conversion experience is real testimony. Basically, before I was saved, my parents, they divorced, and you know, I pretty much, you know, as a young child, spun out of control, you know, at 12 and 13, doing a whole lot of different things I shouldn't be doing. But I reached a point where I cried out to God and I asked him, you know, I said, God, if you're real, reveal yourself to me. And basically what happened was I started to have friends come around me and they shared the gospel and also through that shared gospel music with me. And the Spirit of God was just so strong in the gospel music that it drew me, and I knew that that's what I wanted to do with my life.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. So you are a musician that was in the Army, correct? Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, I served as a piano player in the U.S. Army for 10 years.
Wow.
It's a real Army. It's a real MOS. It's what they call it in the Army, which is a military occupational specialty. And I had to go through basic training and all that. But basically I had the opportunity to serve soldiers, their families and the local communities in the area, the two stations where I was stationed, which was Fort Sill and also Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and also Fort Rucker, Alabama. And I was able to serve the soldiers and the community and their families through music.
All right. Thank you for that information. That is amazing. So what motivates you to keep going in your music?
That's an interesting question. Actually, recently, I took a little break from music. I got a little burnout. You know, music was basically my career in the Army for 10 years. And I don't know, I just kind of stepped away from it for a little while, but I realized I have to be true to myself and what God has put inside of me. So the fire, the passion for music and for gospel music and the songs that he's given me is it's burning hot, and I'm ready to start, you know, getting back at it.
Right. All right. Thank you for that information. Now, this one song I would like to play, Joy Comes in the Morning. What inspired you to do this song, and how did you come up with the title of the song, this track?
Actually, I was just sitting at the keyboard and just kind of just playing around with chords, and the lyrics just came to me. I don't think necessarily I was going through like an extreme trial or anything. It's just that, you know, the word of God came out through the song, and it's just stuck with me. It's ministered to me since I wrote it, because I realized that God, you know, joy does come in the morning, regardless of what you're going through. If you just hold on, you know, joy will come in the morning.
Right. Amen. Thank you for that information. You stay in your seat, Mr. Chapman, and we'll be right back. This is Joy Comes in the Morning. And everyone, the guest lines are open at 657-383-0771. Call in and give Shanti a shout out. And me, Lady Diva, also. I will be right back.
Weeping may endure for a night.
Well, all right, that is some joy right there, Shanti. That is so nice, so peaceful. You need to keep doing your ministry work through your music. I love it. Every time I play that song, it puts me at a peaceful tone. So my question is, does that single there takes people to worship more, or does your music does something to people? Have you ever got any feedback on that song?
Yes, I've actually gotten a lot of feedback on how it's just been, it's very inspirational and encouraging, and it does, it just puts the person in that state of mind where, you know, they can realize that, you know, everything's going to be all right. You just got to hold on and joy will come in the morning.
Yes, yes, that's the key. So I would like to ask you your website information and any social sites that you are listed on, Shanti.
Sure. My main site is on Facebook. It's Shanti Chapman Music. That's my artist page. It's Shanti Chapman, Chapman Music. I'm also on Instagram. It's just at Shanti Chapman. Twitter is also at Shanti Chapman.
Thank you for that information. So, do you have any scheduled live performances? Are you doing any performances in your community?
I actually don't have anything scheduled as right now. We actually just recently moved here to the Richmond, Kentucky area, which is near Lexington. So we're still, me and my family are still getting settled and, you know, getting plugged into the local church here and trying to plug into the gospel community in Lexington, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm quite sure it will happen for you in a blessing way very soon. So I would like to ask you, who are your favorite gospel artists today that inspires you?
There's a whole bunch of artists that I like, but Donald Arts, he's a big influence. I really like his music, and he really focuses on the word and encouraging people to be more like Christ, more heavenly minded. I also like Donnie McClurkin.
Okay.
He's one of my favorites, and Kirk Franklin.
Okay. Okay. And thank you for that information. So I would like to ask you, what is that ultimate desire of what you want your fans and your followers to get out of your music?
Ultimately, I want my listeners, my fans, to get to receive the same thing that I received when I first started listening to gospel music. And that's just to really experience the presence of God and to be transformed and changed in a mighty way.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. You are more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in your music journey. Go ahead, Shanti.
First, I'd like to thank my family, my wife, Paula, my kids, Jacob and Madeline. They have been my biggest support, my biggest fans. My producer for Joy Comes in the Morning was Trey Corley with Oak Tree Productions. He's out of Nashville area. And aside from that, there's been a whole lot of people that have influenced me, and I'd hate to not mention anybody. So I hate to not mention anybody. So I'll leave it right there.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Thank you. So we're coming to the close of this live interview showcase. Is there any other information you would like to give the audience, the listeners out there, Shanti Chapman?
I would just say be encouraged, realize that regardless of what you're going through, that, you know, God is there, lean on him, and joy will come in the morning.
All right. Thank you for that information. And I will spend Joy Comes in the Morning again. And everyone, thank you for tuning in. Shanti, stay in touch. And let me know when you get some new music projects. Get you right back here on the show. Thank you for your participation for tonight. You have a blessed evening. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks so much.
This is Lady Diva signing out.
But joy will come in the morning. At the dawning of the day.
At the door.